ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतः सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट सीसीस कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 23 एंटाइटल Brahman's wives blessed, and we are reading today text 7. So Krishna Balaram as cowherd boys, it means their age is 5+, and they are herding cows and grazing them in a different forest of Vrindavan. And they were at the place which is called Bath Road, which is about 2 kilometers from here, before Akrul Ghat. At that place, when they were grazing their cows, the cowherd boys, they felt hungry. The pastimes are not in sequence actually. If I am remembering correct, after the deliverance of the serpent Kaliya, they were overnight there at the bank of Yamuna. And next day they started from there for grazing cows, so they could not take their lunch box from their home. So when they reached to that place, which is called Bath Road, that is the place where the wives of the Brahmins were blessed by Krishna, the cowherd boys, they surrounding Krishna and requesting that, "We are too hungry, please make some arrangement for prasad." And then Krishna advised them that, well, nearby the Brahmins from Mathura performing some yagya. Their Karmakanda is Brahman, they are performing some yagya. You go there and use the first name of Balaram, because he is my elder brother, he is son of Vasudev, everybody knows, he is a Kshatriya. And Kshatriya can, you know, order somebody to give something, and he also is a Ram, he can give pleasure. And then you tell also my name, Krishna, they are hungry nearby, and please you give us some. The word they have used, you give them some odanam, which is like rice, a different variety of rice. So the cowherd boys, by the loving, you know, advice of Krishna, to please Krishna Balaram and to fill their hungry bellies, they reach to the Yajnashala. And then the Brahmana asks, oh, you came from where? Why you came? And then they are answering, this is the verse. So this verse says, Gasacharyam tava adura odanam. Rama chutau vo lasato bubung chutau. Tayora dweja odanam artino yadi. Sharadha chavo yachata dharma vitma. Gasacharyam tava avidura odanam. Ramachutau volashato bhumpankshutau. Tayora dveja odanam arthino yadi. Sharadha chayo yachat dharma vittama. Gasacharyan tava vadura odanam. Rama chutau volashato bhumvankshitau. Tayora dweja odanam arthino yadi. Sharadha chavo yachat dharma vittama. Gasacharyanta vidura odanam. Rama chuto valashato bhumokshito. Tayaro dvijao dhanamar kano yadi. Sharadha chavo yachata dharma vitmaha. Gascharyanta avidurodhanam. Rama chuto volashato bhumukshito. Tayor dveja odhanam arthino yadi. Sharadha chavo yachata dharma vittamaha. Gasacharyanta vidura odanam. Tayo dveja odanam arthino yadi. Sharadha chayo yachata dharma vittama. Yacharyanta avidura odanam. Rama chuto vo lasato bhumvankshito. तयो द्वेजौ धनम् अर्थिनो यदि श्रद्धा च यच्छत धर्म वित्मा। माता जी यन्ता अविदोर ओदनम् रामचुत्तौ वो लसतो भुवंशतौ तयो द्वेजौ धनम् अर्थिनो यदि च वो यच्छत धर्म वित्मा। घाश्चार्यन्ता अविदुरोदनम् रामच्युत वलशतो भुम्बुंक्षितो तयोर्द्वेजोदनम् अर्थिनो यदि शरदा च वो यचित्त धर्म वित्मः। गाः दियर काउस चारयन्तो ग्रेजिंग अविदुरे नॉट फार अवे ओदनम् फूड राम अच्युतौ लॉर्ड राम एंड लॉर्ड अच्युत वाह from you lashattaha are desiring bhumukshato being hungry tayoho of them dvijaha o brahmanas odanam food arthino begging yadi if sharadha any faith cha and vaha on your part yachatta please give dharma vitmaha o best knower of the principle of religion. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ram and Lord Achyuta are tending their cows not far from here. They are hungry and want you to give them some of your food. Therefore, O Brahmanas, O best of the knower of the religion, if you have faith, please give some food to them. See, the whole verse is an Dui Vachan, like singular, plural. English has only singular, plural. But Sanskrit has in between Dui Vachan for two persons. They are using the words two, tau, tau. All the whole word is like, verses like that. So purported by Srila Prabhupada's disciples, the coward boys doubted the generosity of Brahmanas. And thus they use the word bhumbhunkshito, meaning that Krishna and Balaram very hungry. They are very hungry. The boys expected the Brahmins to know the Vedic injection. And what is the Vedic injection? Anasya kshuditam patram. Anyone who is hungry is a fit candidate for receiving food and charity. But if Brahmins would not recognize the authority of Krishna and Balaram, their title Dvija would be taken to mean merely born from two parents. Dvi from two, ja means born, rather than twice born. When the Brahmins did not respond to the cowherd boy's initial request, the boys addressed the Brahmins with a slight trace of sarcasm as dharma vitmaha, O best of the knowers of religion. We have commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Sanatana Goswami Pad and Jiva Goswami Pad. But before we go to that, in this commentary we can see something. First principle is that when somebody is hungry, it is the Vedic injection that if we have sufficient available food, we must feed them. And this principle Srila Prabhupada has actually accomplished by arranging the food distribution 10 kilometers around his temple. See, if people are hungry, and when the temple of Lord is the universal, he's a Jagannath, he's a master of the universe. How can somebody around the temple go hungry? I think this is 74. In Mayapur, after the Govardhan festival, there was a big feast, and then the leaf plates after eating were thrown outside. And some whatever little leftover prasad was on those plates. The dogs on one side were chasing for that, and some poor hungry boys in Mayapur were trying to snatch some morsel of food from that. And Srila Prabhupada oversaw from, and some tears rolled on the cheek of Srila Prabhupada, and then he called all his leaders. And he said, around the temple, within 10 kilometers, nobody should go hungry. Please distribute prasad. The temple kitchen, the master is Radharani. And she has millions of Lakshmi. So there will be no scarcity. Please feed everybody. So this is a Vedic injection. And in Birja, nobody should go hungry. This Birja is a place in Vrindavan, actually. Even today, maybe 90% sadhus, they don't use the fire in their kutya, they don't cook. They simply go to the house of the Birjavasis and ask Radhe Radhe some food, and they get the something. So in Birja, Radharani never allows anybody to sleep hungry. So this is in Vrindavan. And they are asking for some food. And from the learned Brahmana, they were performing yajna. So there is some message in this purport, this one line. Anyone who is hungry, anyone, it doesn't say patra. Generally it says, anyone who is hungry is fit, a candidate for receiving food in charity. Charity means dan, annadan. And then next word is dvija, generally dvija. Dvija means two birth. Dvija means two, ja means birth. So the birds are called dvija because they have two births. One in the egg and other then they get out and get their feather. The teeth are also called dvija because there are milk teeth and then there are permanent teeth. And Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are also called dvija because they had first birth from their mother and father. That is called Sukar birth. And second birth is Savitra birth, which is by the spiritual master, by Vedic knowledge. So here, since the Brahmans must know Veda, or Dvija must know Vedas, an injection of Vedas, if they don't oblige and follow the instruction of Vedas, then they are Dvija in a name. They are only born from two parents. Another meaning of word Dvi means two, Ja means born. So they are born from mother and father, that's it. They don't have really education. And the last word, dharma vitta, is also something like, oh, you know every, you know religion, you are the best among the religions. With Maha means, like we have yoga with Mara, and yoga with Maha. So here also, the word means the best knower of the Veda, the better knower of Veda, the best knower of the Vedas. So it is a sarcastic comment. You know the Vedas and you don't apply that in your life. So you are in the name, yoga, say Dharma with Maha or yoga with Maha. Chakravarti Pad writes, we are asking from you some rice. These boys told them, we are asking from you some rice, Odanam. But since Krishna and Balaram are not Brahman, can we give before the Brahmans have eaten? This is Brahmans are answering. Well, Krishna Brahman, they are Kshatri and Vaishya. One is Kshatri, son of Vasudev. One is Vaishya, son of Ananda Maharaj. So, until unless Brahmans are fed, how can we feed somebody of the other Varna? Well, this is also logic, generally speaking. The Brahmans needs to be fed first and then the rest of the public. But then the boys give hungry. But they are hungry. They are hungry. There is a saying that those who are hungry should be given food. This is the Vedic injection, the Vedic rule. So you are also right, the Brahmins must be fed first. There is also Vedic rule. But this is also Vedic rule, the hungry person should be given food first. Seeing the Brahmins unfavorably inclined, means they were reluctant, and not saying anything, neither saying yes nor saying no. And we will go back. They are saying no and we will go back. Okay, now they are saying, not saying anything. They said, oh Brahmanas, if you have faith in Krishna Balaram. This is the next line. First reason they gave, they are hungry, therefore you should give. And then they said, well, still they were not inclined to give. Then they said, if you have faith in Krishna Balaram, then give. And if you don't have, and you if you do not, then say no. It's very simple. If you have faith in Krishna Balaram, Shardha, Tayor, if you have faith in them, then give. Otherwise, say no. And we will go back. You are the knower of highest dharma, dharma with Maha. So what can we say about dharma and adharma to you? We cannot tell you what is dharma and adharma. If you have faith, give. If you don't have faith, say no. And because you remain silent on hearing that Krishna and Balaram are hungry and asking for food, when the whole universe melts with love on hearing their names. Now the coward boys are actually, I mean, somehow glorifying Krishna and Balaram. Say, you are not saying anything when you heard that Krishna and Balaram are hungry. Still your heart has not melted. Even people say Krishna Balaram, they become jubilant, their heart melts in love. Because they have faith and you don't have faith. And he, on the top of that, they are hungry and you say no. You are not saying no either. The whole universe melts with love on hearing their names, and we can understand that you are twice born, Dweja. Just born from two parents. Calling them best of knower of dharma actually means they are completely ignorant of dharma. This is a different way of saying something, that you don't know any dharma. If you know dharma, then Krishna Balaram are Lord, and you have faith, then you must give. After all, this yajna is for whom? For pleasing Vishnu. That Vishnu is an expansion of Balaram, and Balaram is expansion of Krishna. So you are not actually wise enough to get the result of your yajna. So you are completely not knower of the religion. Jiva Goswami writes, why have you come here? Brahman asks, why have you come here? Why have you come so far? So far means Mathura is far. We are herding cows. They avoid saying they have come for food. So first they say, we were herding cows. In order to protect their respect, they did not say we came for food. So first they know Gava Charyantau. Adure, adure means not far away. Dura means far away. Adura means we are nearby. So they avoid saying they have come for food in order to protect their respect. Sridhar Swami used the version with anam, but most take the version with odanam. So the word in the verse odanam also means food, and anam means rice or food. So it means in verse sometimes the word is either odan or an. The meaning is the same. Now there are some words in Sanskrit for begging food. It's called bhisha. It means bhiksha. Bhakta, anna, odana, divi, means boiled rice according to Amar Kosh. So what actually the word odanam means? The boiled rice or the rice cooked to be offered in the yajna, the prasad. There is a bhoga which will be distributed as a prasad. Or why are they hungry? They have been herding cows. They are tired because of going far in herding the cows. Their hunger indicates that they should get some rice. So they are hungry. And this I told you, this is the day on which they usually take their food with them. Cowboys is not that every day they are begging from somebody for some food. No. When they start from their home, they take their lunch box with them. They take their tiffin. But this is a very extraordinary, special occasion that after the Kali day, this is the deliverance of the Kaliya, right? They all slept that night there. Next morning, there was a fire. And then Krishna actually extinguished that fire. And then they took their cows for grazing. So there was no arrangement to take food with them. This is the pastime is like that. So they are hungry because they are tired and they are herding cows. Their hunger indicates that they should get some rice. Or why did the two of them not come personally? If the Brahman asks, why Krishna and Balaram? Why the Ram and Achyuta did not come personally? Then the answer they are giving. The cows cannot be protected without the two boys. Where are they now? Brahmans asking, where are they now? They are not far away. They are very nearby. They attempt to make Brahman believe them and try to bring the Brahman under their control by saying this. So Brahmans, they wanted to convince Brahmans that Krishna and Balaram. Actually, the coward boys were hungry. The first verse is they were hungry. But coward boys, they wanted the Brahmans to accept that Krishna and Balaram needs food. And why they did not come? Because they are taking care of the cows. They are not far away. If you give, we'll just go and give them. That's what their mood is. Out of fear of the Brahmans, they mention the elder brother first. Rama means he who gives pleasure to all people. Achyuta means he who never lacks any good qualities. In this way, they glorify the two boys in order to get the rice. They glorify two boys by their name, Rama, Achyuta. Rama means one who gives pleasure, and Achyuta means who never, as I mentioned, Achyuta means he who never lacks any good qualities. There are different meanings of Achyuta in different contexts. Bhagavad Gita starts with the word, the beginning is with word Achyuta. And Bhagavad Gita, the final word spoken by Arjuna is also Achyuta. So the first word Arjuna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita is Senyor Ubhyod Ratta Stapya Me Achyuta. This is the first time Arjuna is using word Achyuta in the beginning. And in the end, in 18th chapter, Arjuna is saying, Nashto Moho Smriti Labdhyata Prasadat Achyuta. And then Arjuna stopped speaking. He started speaking, he ended speaking with Achyuta. And Bhagavatam says, Devanam Yatha Achyuto. Gananam Yatha Ganga. The flowing river, among the flowing rivers, the best is Ganga. Among all the worshipable personality of Godhead, Achyuta is the best. Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. Among all the Vaishnava, Lord Shiva is the best. And then the among all the Puranas, the Bhagavatam is the crown jewel. So Achyuta has a different meaning and different context. One who never falls from his promise is also Achyuta. Name bhakta pranashati. This is Krishna's woe. And Draupadi is saying, Achyuta, we have faith in that your devotee never perish. And therefore we are still keeping our life going on in all difficulties. So Achyuta word is used because he never falls from his woes. He's always protect his devotees. In this way, they glorify the two boys, means Krishna and Balaram, in order to get the rice. They desire your rice and not any other rice. They desire your rice and not any other's rice. But it is not possible to stop this sacrifice and go to them. They say, we cannot stop the sacrifice and go to them. Give us the rice if you have faith. If they thought, okay, then we will go and feed them there. We cannot stop, you know, worshipping our yajna sacrifice, so we cannot give. Give us, we will take. The boy is saying, we can take. If you have faith. They say this is out of humility. The boys say this out of humility. Please give us something. We can take and feed them. It is adharma for those of good conduct not to give to the needy. It is adharma. It's not religion. If somebody is needy and you don't give, it is adharma. You are the best knower of the dharma. This is the praise not made with conviction, since they actually did not know dharma. In the same way, they call the Brahmins the purest in the next verse. But they are not the purest. So here end the purport by Srila Jiva Goswami. I think Sanatana Goswami has very similar purport. So, gas charyanto adura odhanam, rama chuto va lashato bhumokshito. Lashato means the desire. Lalsa. The word is lashato. They desire some food from you. they both desire some food from you. They are herding cows nearby and they are hungry. Tayor dvajanam odanam arthino yadi. You give please some food, brahmanas, if you have faith. So they don't have faith. And bhakti start with faith. So what is actually the purpose of this pastime is the name of the chapter. The Brahman's wives blessed. So Brahmans were known of the Vedas performing sacrifice, but still they were not devotees and having faith in the words of a devotee. So ultimately, who will preach for Lord? Devotees. These coward boys are the devotees. And they were preaching to the Karmakandis Brahmana about glories of Krishna Balaram. But they were more attached to the flowery language of the Vedas rather than the purpose of the ultimate goal of the Vedas. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. Yam pushpitam vacham avitti. They are just attracted by the flowery language of the Vedas. They don't know the ultimate purpose of the Vedas. But the next, as we read this episode further, they go back to tell Krishna. Well, they have not given anything. And we have become more hungry because there was everything wonderful there. There was a fragrance of ghee and all the food was there. You know, you may be hungry, but you become more hungry if there is a fragrance of the food around. Then it's the hunger increases 100 times. Krishna, this is, we are in trouble now. And then Krishna says, oh, no problem. Go to the wives of Brahmana. But now you tell my name first. Not Balaram's name first. First tell my name. Then say Balaram. Because they are devotees. They have faith. As soon as the Brahmana Patanis, the wives of the Brahmana, they only heard the name Krishna, their heart melted. And they took all the wonderful bhoga they cooked for yajna, they took on their head and they rushed to that place. And when they reached there, they put all the food in front of Krishna Balaram. And there's one wonderful verse in this chapter, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was hearing this verse, he was completely in ecstasy. And that verse is, the wives of the Brahmins, they are saying, Krishna with a hand on the shoulder of a coward boy. He is sitting with the yellow garment. And there is the beauty. The beauty of Krishna is described in 14th chapter by Brahman, by Brahmaji. The first verse. The first verse of the 14th chapter is the beauty of Krishna described by Brahma. What is that? This is the verse.
Naumiryate abharvapushatarita ambaraya gunjana vatansa paripichala satta mukhaya vanya sarje kavala vetra vishana venu laksha shriya mridupade pashupankajaya.
Beautiful verse. I don't know how to really recite in a proper meter. This is the beauty, Maharaj. Yes? I think you remember, please. No. It's a beautiful. I mean, this is a,
you know it,
Lord? Yeah. This is the first time beauty of Krishna is described by Brahma. The next time beauty of Krishna is described by the Brahman's wives. And then the topmost beauty of Krishna is described by gopis in a Venu Geet. Braha, Pidam, Natwar, Vapu. This is the personal beauty of Krishna described by the Brahma, Brahman Patrin and gopis. And that one is higher than the other and more beautiful.
Naumiryate abar.
Naumiryate prabhu sahibhase taditambaraya
gunjavatansa paribhichya lasata mukhaya vanyasrde kavalavet chana venu laksha shriyamrdu de pashupankajaya.
Lord Brahma said, dear Lord, my dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I offer my humble obeisance and prayer just to please you, O son of the king of the cowherds. Your transcendent body is dark blue like new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garland of various forest flowers and leaves and equipped with the herding stick, a buffalo horn and a flute, you stand beautifully with morsel of food in your hand. So Brahma is glorifying Lord Sri Krishna. And where is the verse actually that which is coming? Here the Brahman, the wives of the Brahmans were, the prayers by the, there are the prayers of the wives are the Brahmins. In that there is a very nice verse. Anywhere when it comes, you can relish that verse. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased and ecstatic on hearing that verse. If I can find that. I'm just looking for 20. The first verse is Shyamam, no?
Shyamam hiranya paridhim vanamalya brambra dhato pravala natavesham anavartanse vinyasta hastam itarena dunanam abja karanat karanot palakapola mukham jahasam.
This is the verse 22. It says, his complexion was dark blue and his garment golden. Wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals, sprigs of flower birds and a garland of forest flowers and leaves, he was dressed just like a dramatic dancer. He rested one hand upon the shoulder of a friend and with the other 12 the lotus lilies graced his ears. Lotus lilies graced his ears. His hair hung down over his cheek and his lotus face was smiling. They saw Krishna wearing a yellow cloth. This is the beauty of Krishna because the Brahman's wives have a faith. And they were focused on the person Krishna with this beauty. And the Brahmans, they are focused on the Brahma without form. So there's a difference actually between the two, that those they were only worshipping by Om, saying Om, impersonal aspect of the Lord, because they are not attracted by personal feature of the Lord. And therefore, they were doing simply rituals, and those rituals will not please Lord. The love and service will please the Lord, not the rituals. So the Brahmins, ultimately, in a couple earlier classes, I think I told the three, actually there are three pastimes now, which will make the chief demigod Indra favorable by Govardhan, lifting Govardhan and getting worship from Indra. Now Indra is favorable to Krishna as Supreme Lord. The second, now Brahman should be favorable, because ultimately Brahmans give the judgment of the religious principle. Now they must be favorable that Krishna is Supreme Lord. And then the elderly family members must be favorable. The gopas, elderly gopas. When these three become favorable and know actually that Krishna is Supreme, Personality of Godhead, and whatever pastime he is performing, they are beyond material conception. Then the pastime, the heart of the 10th chapter, the 5 Ras Panchodhyaya will come. So before Ras dance, three principle in a society who judges the things, who is right and who is wrong, are demigods, Brahmins, and the elders. All three become favorable by lifting Govardhan, which already we discussed. Govardhan is... So now Indra is favorable. That's Krishna, is God. Now Brahmins going to be favorable after this. And then the elderly Brahmins will be favorable. As elderly parents will be favorable when Krishna will bring the Nand Baba back from the Varun's abode and shows the Vaikunth to all the cowards. Then they all become favorable. And then actually the Ras Leela starts. So this is the prelude or preface to Ras Leela actually. That they needs to be favorable, because this is a system in a society, because they are the ultimately giving their judgment. And on the top of that, the Brahman Patnis, they are devotees. They are devotees, and Brahmins are simply ritualistic karmakandis. So the message which we get is that Krishna is pleased by loving devotional service, and that is the only process that we should follow. So, I think we end here. Some few minutes for any question or comment. Yes, Prabhu.
Any devotional service, sometimes we identify that, you know, I'm meant to be, you know, eternally a Pujari, or I'm meant to be eternally a sanctified devotee. That, yeah. Or, you know, there's many designations, sometimes we identify with designations. So is that everything's considered devotional service? That depends on the relationship between Chandra Vidor?
Srila Prabhupada says the devotional service is a military discipline. You are asked to shoot, you shoot. You are asked to drive, you drive. You are asked to cook, you cook. So devotional service is a military discipline. That's what Prabhupada used to say. And there's a difference between the Nishkama Karma Yoga and devotional service. In Nishkama Karma Yoga, person is attached to the work which he's doing, but he's not attached to the result. But in a devotional service, not attached to the work, not attached to the result, simply ready to serve. So if I am attached only to be pujari, I don't want to go on sankirtan, this is more or less still like a nishkama karma yogi. He's not has a devotional, desire develop in his heart. Any service, if you ask me to do this, yes, there is devotional service. So, this is not their swarup. The swarup is like, say, even somebody has a, my swarup is, say my swarup is to be pujari. That is my internal meditation. But outside, I must sweep the temple if I am asked for. So, sadhak rupe, outsidely, I must act as a practitioner. Inwardly, I may be highly elevated soul. A person A or B, he may be in a conjugal melos, but in society of the devotees, he should act and act as a practitioner and should follow the instruction and do what is required from him. He should not be attached to the personal, some personal designation. Otherwise, devotion by definition is anya bilashita sunyam, and also free from all designations. He has to be free from all designation. I am pujari, I am brahman, I am kshatri. No, I am gopi pada kamalayor das das anudas. That is what Mahaprabhu's mood, and that's what Srila Prabhupada's mood. He took somebody from pujari and sent them in sankirtan. He put somebody from the book, printing, and put them the pujari. So this is, they have to follow the instruction of the authority. That is the way the devotional service will, the person will advance in devotional service. Instead, no, I will only do this. It's still he's not mature. There's a neophyte stage.
Such a nice answer. Karma, make sure you say to Mahakrishna.
Hare Krishna. I think Bale has already rang. Anybody has some comment? Brahman did not give prasad. So you are not Brahman, no problem. You are giving prasad to the hungry and poor. Sorry? Oh, when the wives of the Brahman go back, then Brahman realizes, my God, we are very expert in reciting mantra, and these ladies don't know ka, kha, ab, a, sa, da, no, but they please the Supreme Lord, and we are doing simply swa, and we made all our body black by this. This is yajna dhumara, the smoke coming from the yajna, and their heart is clean and shining like a gold because they have pleased the Krishna. So then they become very favorable. Actually, wives made them favorable. Yes, Prabhu.
So, apparently looks like that you need certain kind of faith to give, or is it like,
We should have a faith for devotion, and devotees is like Ranti Dev. If somebody is going to ask for anything, he is ready to give even after fasting for 29 days. He can give the last one drop of water to the beggar. That is devotee. So faith leads to devotion. No faith, all rituals are useless. Other day on Balaram Purnima, we are discussing one pastime of Balaram when he did not take part in the Kurukshetra war. He went on pilgrimage and Romharshan was sitting on the asana. Everybody, all the saintly people, the rishis, they stood up. They offered obeisance to Balaram. They praised Balaram. But he was sitting on the asana, even not folding his hand and saying any word of praise to Balaram. Then the commentary says, it's not that he was ignorant. He is disciple of Vyasadeva. He's learned in the Puranas and Itihas. He knows Dharma Shastra, but that has made him proud. That has made him proud. And because of his pride, he did not respect the Supreme Lord. Who was respected in front of his eyes by the great rishis and Brahman, and he is a Suta. So Balaram wanted, said he is not fit to be the inaugurator of Bhagavat Parampara. Because by the time he was not speaking Bhagavat, only 70 Puranas were there. So Balaram wanted Bhagavatam should be started by blessing of Balaram by his son Ugar Sarva, not by Romharshan, because he is proud. Bhagavat is for Nirmatsranam Satam, for those who are free from enviousness, free from pride, free from all these things. So all this knowledge make one proud. And this is not going to please the spiritual master. Balaram is the Acharya Tattva. Balaram is not pleased by the knowledge and pride. No. Humbleness. So that is the only pastime I discuss on that day. Because this has that you have all learning, but still you are proud, then everything is useless. And the other thing which is recently, I think last night, yesterday I was teaching to Bhaktivedanta, it says, all the knowledge without the control of the tongue, mind, and senses, as if water in an unbaked earthen pot, all will just get out. So all knowledge and everything will be completely leak out from an unbaked earthen pot if we don't have a control of the tongue. Vacho vegam manasapkavada vegam. If this is not there, then all the knowledge is not usually bring its fruit. So Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.